of Cardiff. This is Kara.
Hello, this is Dwight Galloway. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? I was calling. Aziz is out at lunch, and I want to try and help on this. I don't think we're allowed to discount with RLC, or at least that's what I was told. Can you just send us a correct invoice?
Well, wait a minute. Time out. That's what I want to get to the bottom of. Who told you you couldn't invoice with us, and why? I'm just wondering.
Ruben Goldseed, our head sales manager. He's worked with you guys in the past.
Okay, why did he... I'm just wondering why. And I'm
he said
you know,
in
so
the past...
He had this whole thing up, so...
he's the only one in our department that's worked with you guys in the past, and maybe he was just remembering the details wrong, but that's what he told us. That's why we docked it this way, because we didn't dock it as if we were getting first and last. We docked it as if RLC was getting first and last.
Okay. Well, why don't we do this? Is he around so we can talk about this? So I'm confused now, and I've been doing this for 35 years, so you really got me confused.
It could be possible he's just remembering details wrong. I mean, if you know for a fact we're allowed to do it, I'm sure he's the incorrect wrong.
Here's a trick question, okay? Again, I've been doing this for 35 years. You got to worry. We've done billions of dollars. So what do you mean by discount? Because that's not a defined term, and it means different things to different companies. So what do you mean, discount?
Sure. Typically, when we're referring to discounting between us, we usually mean we get to keep first and last.
You get to do what?
Keep first and last. So with some of our lenders, such as FinPac, they let us discount, meaning the docs have our names on them, and then we also get to keep the first and last payment.
Okay, now, see, you're throwing in different things now. So, all right, let's cover a number of things. Okay. If you want to be the lessor, you can. If you want to be the lessor using our docs or your docs, so long as I've approved your docs, and I think I have a long, long time ago, you can do that. Okay, so we've covered that, right? So you can be the lessor either on your docs or our docs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you're going to be the lessor with your name on the docs, and you want to sell us a transaction, the next step is, when do you want to sell it to us? Before the vendors are paid or after the vendors are paid?
Okay.
Which would you like to do?
Typically, we do like to pay the vendors, but we like to be reimbursed pretty immediately.
Well, when you sell us a deal, we're going to, you know. All right, so here, see, there's three questions involved. Number one, do you want to be the lessor or not? That's always number one. Number two, when do you want to sell it to us? Do you want to sell it before the vendors are paid or after you have completely paid the vendors? Okay, that's the second question. All right. So whenever you sell it to us, you know, if you sell it to us before you have paid the vendors, you're assigning it to us, okay? We're going to pay the vendors and pay you.
Mm-hmm.
The day we pay the vendors, we're going to pay you. If you want to discount it to us, that is, you want to pay the vendors and then sell us a transaction, you know, we're just going to write a check to you. Okay. See, all these things are your choices.
Okay.
See what I mean? We don't know what you want to do here because we got both documents he sent over the when you're signing to us. That is, you want us. You're going to sell us a transaction. You want us to pay the vendor. Can you keep the first and last? Sure. Hell, you're the lessor. It just depends on when you sell us a deal, right? So
okay.
That is you wanting to keep the first and last hasn't got anything to do with anything. So that's why there's some confusion here. That's why I want to clear it all up.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I think we would then prefer to pay the vendor and keep the first and last as long as...
Again, you can time out now. You can assign us a deal before you pay the vendor, and you can still keep the first and last. We don't care. We just want to know what you want to do. You've been sending us two documents. One, it did it one way, and one did the other way. We don't know what you want to do. See what I mean?
Yes, I do understand.
Okay, so now it's, that's we've been doing this for a very, very long time. many tens of thousands of deals, and there are not many variations we don't do. It's whatever you want to do on the deal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the funding person kept sending back the same question, basically saying, what do you want to do? And kept getting two different answers at the same time. That's what was confusing.
Yes, and I'm not sure Aziz understood the difference between the documents.
No, it was obvious that that's why I called. It was obvious he didn't understand the different things. Okay, and this is going to be the first deal. I take that back. Second deal that y'all funded with us in 2 years, so it's understandable why it's all confusing. But so we need. I tell you what, is there a time when we can get together tomorrow? Whenever you get in, first thing, because my funding folks are gone right now, and we can get you on the phone and your boss on the phone, and let's talk about this for a few minutes. Number one, I think we can clear some misunderstandings up about this deal. Number two, I think we can clear some misunderstandings up about us, so we may work some more together.
Yeah, that sounds great. I believe you guys are on the East Coast, right?
We are.
Perfect. Could you do, like, maybe around 11 o'clock your time?
As far as I know, yes, ma'am. Let me double check. I'm saying that. I hadn't checked my calendar. I'll let me double check. And 11. Yes, ma'am. Airborne. Right at 11 o'clock, I'm good. Because I'm finishing up a committee meeting right after that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, let's aim for 11 o'clock then.
Fantastic. You want me to call you?
Yeah, can you actually call me at a different number so we can do a conference call with Ruben?
I can call you whatever number you want.
Okay, perfect. Can you call me at 801-656-8437?
I'll do it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Fantastic. I knew there was, when I saw seeing these emails flashing back and forth, and it was obvious. It was like one person was speaking one language and one person was speaking another. So,
yeah, I think that's definitely what was happening. All right. Thank you.
All right. I'll call you at that number.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.